When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, beards, donkeys, and Tom was fat. It's on the way in just a minute.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, sports fans, it's time to belly up. The most hard-hitting, comprehensive, in-depth sports show on radio, plus your phone calls. And now, the two biggest bracket busters in sports radio, Charles Barkley and James Gandolfini. Let's belly up.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Belly Up. I'm former NBA MVP Sir Charles, joined by the MVP of the HBO series, The Sopranos, James Gandolfini. How you doing, Tony? It's good to see you smiling.
Yeah, look pretty good. Just happy to be here.
All right. Well, today on Belly Up, we're going to take time to review our brackets. Oh. We down to the Sweet 16. How'd you play out, Tony?
Yeah, did pretty good. Mm-hmm. All my Final Four teams still alive and kicking. UConn, Duke, Pitt, even Oklahoma State, kicking ass and taking names.
Wait a minute.
Tony, let me see the newspaper. What page you on?
Easy. Easy with your hands. I'm reading.
Sorry, Tony, but I'm pretty sure you on the wrong page. Duke lost. UConn ain't even...
Jesus, give me back my paper. You got the hands of a grizzly bear. Jesus.
All right, there you go. See, Tony, look. You on the women's bracket.
Oh.
Men's on this page.
Yeah. The women. Just perfect. Perfect.
Uh-oh. What you gonna do, Tony? Try to get your money transferred into the women's pool?
Yeah, but first I think I'll strangle the prick who designed the sports page. You might put both brackets next to each other. You turn the page over, you eat your coffee, having some eggs and all this stuff. Kablam! You're on the wrong page! It makes a difference.
Yeah, Tony, I feel your pain. Just like all these guys who design golf courses. Ladies hit from a red tee. Why ain't it pink?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they're setting you up for failure. All these labels, the different colors, the different options, whatever. When I was a kid, we didn't have 15 tournaments. You were in one. There wasn't an NIT. There wasn't an almost made it. There wasn't an, oh, my mother never taught me how to dribble. I need to be in an offensive league. Don't block my shot. Let's play horse. What the ever.
Yeah, Tony, I hate change. Never did like it. Uh-huh. Always hate when they have something good, feel the need to change it up.
Yeah, like Einstein said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree, Tony. So I guess you wouldn't want to try this. I just put it away.
What is it? I mean, bring it back.
Nah, Tony, you wouldn't like this. Just a new candy bar. They changed up.
Jesus, what are you waiting for? You dangle a carrot till a horse walked in a lake. Enough of the teasing.
All right, Tony. It's a payday. Mm. Chocolate cover. Oh. Like a baby roof without the name.
Oh. Let me see it. Oh. Chocolate cover payday. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, Tony.
It's like a baby Ruth without the name.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
Show that candy who's bald.
Who cares about the final four? Especially when I'm eating chocolate over the number one seed.
Yeah, and everybody knows peanuts have energy, Tony.
Yeah. Get some energy, you kick the paper boy's ass. Pretty good.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, everybody. Here's Tom Griswold. Hello, Tom.
Our man in the chair next to me is Josh Arnold.
Hi.
And he is a masculine man, isn't he, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that beard.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's my winter's beard.
I like the beard a lot better than the goatee.
I do, too. Thank you.
Are you going to thin it out for the summer, then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But by the beard of Josh Arnold.
I'm not going to touch it until, like, April.
Okay.
Oh, cool. You're going to go full, like, Oskay on us?
That's what I did last year. Man, pictures of that thing, I was like, I can't believe it was. I didn't remember it being that bushy, but it was big.
Bushy, bushy beard.
So, yeah.
Oh. Now, isn't that, what's the technical name of that is, vagina repellent?
I don't know. I know some women.
A lot of women who like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I know, like, Christy, I know you're not very pro facial hair.
No, but Jeff Oskay's lady's very pro facial.
She better be. The guy's the Neanderthal man. I mean, he's got
well,
more
but
hair
he
than...
shaved it all off recently, remember? And she was not
she
a
moved
fan.
Out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. She wanted
oh,
back.
He had the big stash for a while.
Slapped him in the
oh,
throat.
Yeah, he did for a day or two. Yeah,
God,
yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Poor he, had to, do that. He had to walk around and people thought he was serious.
So maybe if that's his look, that's his look.
Okay,
you're gonna do just a stash.
Maybe the day I trim my beard, I'll go ahead and just go down to a big bushy stash.
Really?
Yeah. Just to see
all the way down like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The handlebar. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, good.
Most men smoke, but Fu Men chew.
Ah, the classics. I love that one.
I heard that.
We still have Christy Lee. She hasn't quit yet.
Not this time.
But she's over there with some news.
Yeah, we have a sick donkey in the news today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
But it seems things do go better with Coke because it saved the donkey's life.
Ew.
After giving 24 liters of Coca-Cola through the nose, the donkey named Joey
through the nose
at the Donkey Sanctuary in Sidmouth suffered from a condition known as gastric impaction. According to BBC, the situation became so dire that he could not eat or drink anything. To alleviate the condition, vets at the sanctuary gave Joey 24 liters of soda 3 times a day for 4 days through a tube in his nose. The Coca-Cola dissolved the blockage. Now Joey's back to his usual happy self.
Except now he has diabetes.
Well, you know, trade one
they,
for the other.
They did, there's a, what do you call it, a disclaimer on this story saying this was done with professional vets. The veterinarians knew what they were doing. Not all doctors would agree with this, the use of Coca-Cola. I know that Dr. Pepper objected.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, it's right there,
he's,
wasn't
he's a,
it?
He's got a naysayer. Right
there.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of reaction videos online. Donkeys being reunited with their owners or something. And, they go crazy. Donkeys love people.
Oh, that's nice.
And they're bonded with these people, and they'd make all these noise.
Oh, they're real happy to see
happy
the owners.
Noises.
We have,
yeah.
We have photographs, right, of you and me and the donkeys when we played donkey softball.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
Are you donkey riding the donkeys?
Yeah.
I don't think that's far less than the donkey you and I had. Ace had nothing to do with this.
No, no, but Ace and I did play donkey softball.
I don't care about that. No, there was a donkey in this building that you and I were leading
was that
around.
I can never remember.
Mammoth Jack?
A Mammoth yes. Jack. Now, is that considered to be a donkey or a mule? That's a donkey,
I
right?
I don't know what the difference is.
Well, don't you get a horse and a mule to make it? Wait a minute. What is it?
Horse and a donkey make a mule?
Something like that?
I don't know.
All I know
it's
is...
It's like algebra. I forget how it works.
His hang down was unbelievable.
Now, Pat...
you could almost hear the mechanization start when he had to urinate.
A semi-famous woman who actually worked here had this gigantic animal.
Rack?
And it was the size of... It was this bigger than a horse.
Yeah, it was huge.
And we thought it'd be funny to bring it in the building...
And what happened?
And but we were concerned that it would defecate somewhere in the building, but we brought it in. We took it all around. We had fun with it.
Had picture behind the gentleman.
Made love to us.
Oh, we thought it was so funny. And then we were having a great time. We were on the air. And then we chicken, I took it outside.
Yeah, and then.
And then what happened?
It knew. Somehow it knew to go ahead and pee. It urinated, and it was like a fire hose.
Yeah,
it was
nuts. We never even thought of that. If that had happened in the building, they would have had to replace all the carpeting and half the furniture. Yeah.
What was its name?
Jack.
Oh, Jack. That's sweet.
What was
no, I don't remember.
I'll have to dig it up. Yeah. But either we have pictures.
Find out.
Turtis.
Turtis. Hey, Turtis.
Well, there he is. There's Tom.
Look at him.
Yeah, there's Tom. That's the general manager's desk.
Huge. Yep.
Look at the size of that thing.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You can almost see his dork right there at the back.
Oh, yeah. You can kind of see how it's it's real black.
He was like a prize mule, I think.
Yeah.
He's a handsome fellow.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Close you mean the donkey. Mm, yeah.
Mm. Look, Tom, you're wearing the same clothes you're wearing that day.
He's got cargo shorts on.
Hang on a second.
Are those shorts?
Yeah.
No.
Same shirt, though.
Look at the gut on Griswold. Look at that.
I think the shirt's kind of baggy.
Whatever, Tubby.
I never knew you were a fat guy. Whatever,
Chunkles. What do you weigh there, about 350?
Oh.
You're over three bills. Look at that.
You're easily 350.
You guys are totally being mean now.
Well, come be on. Fun. We had to be mean to get him to put the fork down.
Save his life. He's got a cow heart, isn't it?
So if just I want to just pause for a moment.
You look like you ate Bob.
I'm all the way at the back of the office. That photograph above the donkey on the upper right.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's a hockey team, Josh. I don't know if you can see. Every guy in that hockey team had a huge mullet.
Mm-hmm.
It was that era, and
visual and boring.
And the donkey.
Now, wait a minute! You're saying that was a hockey team, and they all had the same haircut,
we don't have that.
A mullet.
Is that desk still in the building?
I mean, this is bad off the air talk.
Yeah. If this were off the air,
I'd walk out.
I'd be down the highway.
Now, Josh,
put
the picture back up. Now, if that donkey had started to urinate right there,
that'd been bad. Yeah.
It would have been really bad.
Would have flooded.
Yeah. That would have been very bad. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
God, what did you just have for breakfast? Good Lord.
Stop.
God, it's unbelievable. Now, Christy Lee, what else have you got over there?
Artificial intelligence.
Like
which
I,
is not
I mean,
in this room.
I've got artificial intelligence.
I'm smart
to
on
spare.
Smart. I'm smart about smart.
Can now identify individual geese, apparently.
What?
Yeah, Sonja Kleindorfer at the Konrad Lorenz Research Center in Austria.
Whatever, Sonja.
Kleindorfer.
There's somebody out there for everybody, Sonja
Kleindorfer reports she felt pressure to be able to differentiate.
I'll choose
between geese.
What about differentiating municipalities?
Differentiate.
What about there differentiating between a professional newsreader?
Yeah, you can go find one.
Now they're going after you.
I'm glad you said go find.
Now they're coming after you, Christy.
By the way,
turn them loose.
What'd you have for breakfast there?
Yeah, they got me weighing 350.
Kleindorfer said I can do five, but when the next five come, I start to have a mental meltdown.
Oh, that's something.
She asked a technically minded colleague to write her a program to distinguish goose faces.
Goose faces.
After building a database of photos, they developed an artificially intelligent goose recognition software that is now about 97% accurate. You can read more about this in the fascinating Journal of Ornithology.
So do you have to get up close to the goose and
take a picture?
Take a picture of it?
I would guess you would have to.
Just point.
Portraits. That's
did they say why they're doing this?
It's portrait day for the geese.
I have a sit.
With a little comb.
Once again, the geese and I have a deal. I don't speed up to hit them, but I ain't slowing down either.
When they're crossing the street.
When they're crossing the street, if they're, boom.
Christy and I think we agree. I think you and I agree on this. Geese crossing the street is as funny a thing.
It's hysterical.
They're just so entitled.
And they know they can fly, but they're just giving you the finger every time.
Their heads are kind of tilted up.
Like, if you think
that's funny, you should see them get run down.
Oh, I'd be so sad.
You know, if I ever see one dead, I go, oh, he ran into Chick.
Yeah. Chick's been
I know that.
That's right.
Yeah, Dean has a story about a friend of his who was stopped, let the geese go by, and everything was slowed down.
And the little ducklings.
Stopped all traffic, and then the little
goslings
were right behind him. Everybody stops. Everybody got across the street. And just as the last one crossed the street, a hawk came down and took it up and
such a bummer.
Took a gosling.
But, yeah. I have
not,
a question
not
about
a duckling.
I have a goose slash geese question.
Yes.
Well, are all goose chases wild?
Well, I'm on a wild goose chase. I think so.
Do you hear of any other kind?
I've never heard of a justified...
patient goose chase?
Yes. See, I thought it was wild versus goose. Domesticated.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's got a domesticated goose?
I'll have you know my grandparents domesticated geese for a living.
This goose chase made total sense. You never hear that.
Do they
produce pound for pound more defecant than any other creature on Earth?
You mean
geese?
Size of
Canada geese?
Yes. There are.
Boy,
so
is it
much
green?
There
too.
Is so much of that.
Green, a lot of grass, I guess.
Awful and turd shaped.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be a bird dump.
And from what I understand, slick.
Is that right?
What?
My dad used to always say, "You're slicker than goose ass."
No.
What's it taste like? Do we know?
Okay.
I don't know. But good thing we didn't step in it.
Yeah.
We're not done with geese in the news. A prison in the Brazilian state of Santa Catarina replaced its guard dogs with a flock of vigilant geese.
Vigilant. Oh, that'll work.
We don't need any unvigilant geese.
That's right. The birds, dubbed geese agents, patrol a green space between the prison's inside fence and main outer wall. Staff say the honking geese are excellent guard animals.
Yeah, their race has nothing to do with it.
Even more so than dogs.
Where is this?
This is in Brazil.
Do you know that Brazilian geese don't have feathers?
Oh, they've all...
they're all shaved?
They're all shaved.
Prison director Marcos Roberto de Souza told Reuters...
All right, pick one.
...that tending the flock of geese...
And his last name is...
The geese are more affordable than raising dogs, and the quiet location of the prison makes it a viable option for his facility.
Really? Oh, it's like mines. There's so many turds between the fence and the thing. No one's going to run through that. I don't want to get Shawshanked covered in sewage. I hate geese.
I really like them.
I do too.
I really like them.
They ruined a trail I like to go on.
They did.
The side of the canal.
They're defecant. Eats
so goose defecant.
Oh, I know. Yes. They also ruined the rest stop there. It's not their defecant. It's just they keep having gay sex.
Yeah, they seem to like it. Well, you can watch the geese. It's really weird.
Hey, look, I'm not against whatever you guys are doing, fellas, but take it to the house, huh?
Well, the out of doors.
Yeah, come on.
So romantic. Go inside.
Freezing out.
Pat, you got a song about that?
No, I did actually have it one time.
What?
I'm not doing it now.
Oh.
You have a song about geese?
No.
You did two songs.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm well aware. There's no song about geese. There was one about Pickle Park, but we're not doing that.
Hey, an Australian man has been accused of throwing a beloved chicken into an alligator pen.
Beloved chicken.
A beloved
chicken. This will teach him.
Police responded to Oakville Farm and Fauna World after reports the chicken, known as Betty White, snatched from an enclosure and thrown into an alligator pen.
What is it? Oakville something and
Oakvale
Fauna?
Oakville Farm and Fauna World.
Farm and Fire. Welcome to Oakdale Farm and Fauna.
Fauna World. That'll draw the kids. I don't know. I want to see some crocodiles and alligators, but I'll tell you what. Plant life. Take me there.
I like plant life. You don't know. Maybe they're beautiful flowers. Police accused Mr. Peter William Smith. Of aggravated cruelty.
Thank you.
On a silky bantam chook chicken.
Chook.
C-H-O-O-K.
That's a thing?
Chooked the chicken?
This is in Australia, Tom. I don't know how they name their chickens.
Chook is a name like Chuck in Australia. Yeah.
The silky bantam chook chicken.
No, it isn't.
According to the Australian Associated Press, a lawyer representing Smith told a judge that his client planned to plead not guilty to the charge.
Mm. Aren't you? Honk, honk, see? He told you.
Here's the silky bantam chicken is called the friendliest chicken in the world.
Not anymore.
Aww.
A bantam, huh? I would have thought he was a featherweight.
Oh, very good, very good, because he's a chicken and has feathers. Right? It's not in Brazil where they shave the feathers off. The chicken was named
Betty White.
Oh, Betty White.
And this guy heaved it into an alligator pit?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Am I the only one who wants to see Betty White go in an alligator pit? I guess I am. Okay.
She is a beloved woman.
Not anymore.
Probably pretty dry.
Yeah, now she's just bones, but okay.
Now she just bones.
She just bones
that Betty White. A little
Christy going into character there. I'm not exactly sure.
I said she is just bones.
You kind of didn't.
You said she just bones.
She just bones.
Now she just bones.
I feel
now she
now
just
we got
bones.
Cat in a hot tin roof here.
Yeah, is there any way we can make a T-shirt today that says now she just bones?
Yes.
That would we could sell 5,000 of those today.
So we get
now she just bones.
Now she just bones.
Poor Betty White.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather would you rather just look at a chicken or watch it be thrown into an alligator?
I'd rather look at the chicken.
No, you
once
wouldn't.
Again, these chickens.
The
these are supposed to be the world's friendliest chickens.
They are.
And I tell you, the gators love them.
Yeah, why?
They're chicken.
Oh, I thought
that was a joke.
Hey, DoorDash is here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.